Hi, this is Representative Nancy Vandermeer. As chair of the Assembly Committee on Transportation, I'm excited to share with you the exceptional investments that the legislative Republicans are making in our roads, bridges, and other transportation infrastructure in this state budget. Last week, the state's Budget Writing Committee voted to increase funding by over $1.5 billion for transportation projects in Wisconsin. This included $125 million for the State Highway Rehabilitation Program and $285 million for local road aids, including a new program called the Agricultural Roads Improvement Program, or ARIP. Representing a rural district in Wisconsin, I'm thrilled to have co-authored the legislation that will create the ARIP program, which was funded by the Budget Writing Committee. This program will ensure that the vital roads and bridges that agriculture producers rely on throughout the state can be maintained and repaired to continue serving to the agriculture industry, our state's second largest and the primary economic driver in my district and many other parts of our great state. The committee also supported key transportation infrastructure like bridges, harbors, airports, rail, and transit. And while the Republican budget will make major investments in our infrastructure, we will also borrow less than what Governor Evers proposed by $88 million, saving taxpayer dollars and reducing the burden on future generations. So whether I live in the city of Milwaukee or the village of Warrens, Republicans know transportation infrastructure is important to people throughout Wisconsin. That's why our budget will make critical investments to make sure residents and visitors of our state can get to work, the grocery store, entertainment venues, or school.